Bobby Akins lives on Auburn Avenue in downtown Atlanta. He stays in a high-rise building on a fixed income, but
there's no grocery stores around there at all. They got a little convenience store, but you know, they open 24 hours, but you got to pay double for everything.
The closest large grocery store is Publix, which is about 2 miles away. That means Akins lives in a food desert, an urban area where the closest supermarket or grocery store with fresh produce is more than a mile away. And Akins doesn't have a car.
To be in a food desert and to have limited options in terms of transportation, that compounds the problem.
That's Rodney Lynn. He teaches in the School of Public Health at Georgia State University.
If you're in a food desert, but you have access to an automobile, that helps to mitigate the barrier in some ways.
Akins relies on Metro Atlanta's Rapid Transit Authority, or MARTA, to get to Malachi's Storehouse, a food pantry north of Atlanta.
I get the number 3 outside, and I go to Five Point, get the northbound to Shamley, then the 132 to Hemp. Yeah, and then get off in front of the church.
It's a trip that takes more than an hour if everything goes as planned. Denise Blakely is with Wholesome Wave Georgia, a food justice organization. She says the long commute is just the tip of the iceberg.
It's one thing to be able to get to market with yourself and maybe a couple of kids. It's another thing to have to try to get home while you're schlepping bags and baskets.
So I wanted to know, what are some solutions for people living in food deserts without reliable transportation? Well, for starters, Lyft, a rideshare company, started offering subsidized rides to grocery stores for 300 families in the metro area who are food insecure. Here's Blakely again.
People who are participating in this pilot can have a very cost-effective door-to-door service without that barrier of the time it takes to get back home on MARTA with all of your shopping items.
But the program is limited geographically and is only 8 months long. And then there's another problem. Most people have to use food stamps once they're there. Remember Bobby Akins, who lives on a fixed income? He used to receive hundreds in food stamp benefits until he started pulling in too much money.
So I got a raise on my check. They give me $15 a month. What can you do with $15? $15 just isn't enough for one day.
The city's transit authority is trying to help with that with MARTA Markets. They offer fresh food at stations on Atlanta's west side, and SNAP benefits are doubled there. Blakely with Wholesome Wave says that isn't going to replace large retailers, but it is a step in the right direction.
They don't have to leave the station, or if they want it just to be a destination to shop, that's available to them. It gives people the dignity of choice.
And that's what Akins appreciates about the storehouse. He shops around, picking what he wants, sifting through the good and bad produce before stuffing a suitcase full of groceries to take back to his apartment. Though he says it isn't all for him.
Yeah, I try to get extra food, fruit and stuff to take back to the people that can't get out. The elder people that really can't get out.
Akin says he doesn't mind going to the food pantry, but what he really wants is an affordable grocery store in his neighborhood. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.